This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So here's why that caught my ear for two reasons. What we just played for you and we'll play for you again. First of all, I think it's very, very eye-opening in terms of how the Warriors view this situation. And for me, that's what I'm getting at today. Like, I don't really care at this point to have another conversation about what each of us thinks about Jonathan and the situation. What's interesting to me is what the Warriors think about this. And I think I could easily argue that the only reason Jonathan still is getting chances is because he was the number 7 overall pick. And because he flies, and because he flashes, and all of these things. In other words, they've given him a very, very long leash through some frustration because he's a big-time athlete, and he's a big-time draft pick. Same thing happened this week, somewhat under the radar, with the San Francisco Giants. They absolutely, without argument, held on to Marco Luciano way too long. Because remember, they're evaluating behind the scenes. They know what they think. This is the advantage any organization has. You know your player better than everybody else. So you have to find the right time to either stick with or give up on a player. And you have to me, you got to weave into all of that. What does the rest of the league think? What might you be able to get for him? If you were out on Marco Luciano, then the Giants absolutely should have been looking to deal him 2 years ago. Because you could have really gotten the league interested. They hung on. He's got a cement on his hand type of a glove. And the next thing you know, they're releasing him outright.
Yeah.
And he's getting picked up by the Pirates for nothing.
And they got nothing for him. Yeah. They got nothing back. Even though he had his best year last year as a minor leaguer, he had 23 home runs and he drove in 66. He had an OPS of 749. Not great in a hitter-friendly league, but he did enough to where you could have at least pretended that you liked him and, you know, could have gotten something for him. And you're right about that. The Kuminga one for me is different because now he's making enough money to where you can trade him if you keep his value at a point where some team would want him. And I do think that there will be teams that want him just based on the fact that not all 29 other teams are run very well. So there's going to be a team, whether it's Sacramento or Brooklyn, somebody that's going to be completely enamored with the ha-ha, and they're going to think that, oh, man, we can use him the way they're not using him.
Maybe, yeah.
So I do think that he's got more of a resale, a trade value than Luciano did.
Oh, no doubt.
A guy who never even came in the bigs and did anything ever.
No doubt. But I think that intrigue that you're seeing from other teams, that you have to sort of like, and I'm not saying this is easy in the moment because everybody's emotionally attached and you don't want to make the wrong move. You don't want to give up on someone too early. You know, Zach Wheeler, you don't want to get rid of someone.
Kyle Harrison.
Yeah, you don't want it. Well, that one, we'll that's TBD. I'm talking about you give up on someone and then they become a star. That's everyone's fear, right?
Sure.
You give up on someone. If Luciano, if he's playing left field for the Pirates in 2 years and hitting 30 bombs a year, we got a problem. You got a problem.
Yep.
Because that hurts. That hurts an organization. But I don't think that there's, and I understand the salary matching thing, there's no doubt in my mind that 2 years ago, you could have gotten the league really excited about a 21-year-old flying Jonathan Kuminga. If you had come to terms with the idea that you were out on him, and they didn't. And they weren't, and I understand that. But we're obviously on a fast track now to that being the wrong decision, holding on to him too long. And again, that's because he's a first-round draft pick. You know, like if Pat Spencer had come in these last four games and played like crap, then how much longer is his leash going to be? It's going to be very, very short.
Right.
Again, listen to this. So yesterday, this is with Dibs' question, with Steve Kerr, following the Pat Spencer comment that he's part of the Stay Ready crew.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those Stay Ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, you know, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a, you know, consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph. And, you know, they're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there. But it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, you know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
I mean, these conversations get political. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
I mean, did the 49ers, did they move on from Trey Lance at the right time?
Probably.
Or they waited too long?
I don't think they waited too long.
I got a fifth rounder for him.
Right, which is probably more than you would get now if he still was there.
That's like, fair.
I mean,
fair,
but I think that what they got was way more than what I expected them to get. And a fifth round pick is not a lot.
Was it
but
fifth
it's a
or fourth?
Thing.
Was it fifth or fourth?
I think it was fifth.
I thought it was a fourth, but when you say fifth, it actually resonates that actually
I'll look it up.
Was the right move. And you could look at James Wiseman in the similar way. And yeah, did they move off of James Wiseman too soon or too late? It was probably about where it was going to be. The interesting one for me, though, is Jordan Poole, where they get a fourth.
Fourth round pick.
I mean, that's awesome. That's a win.
Yes,
that's a
is.
Win.
Yes, it is.
I believe the pick became Alec Mustafa eventually.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's actually pretty slick.
That's a win for Lynch right
anyway,
there.
Anyway, as you were.
Oh, no,
go ahead.
Jordan Poole, like you traded Jordan Poole. Was it too soon or was it too late? It probably was right where it had to be because of everything else that took place. And you ended up attaching two picks to it and Baldwin Jr. and Ryan Rollins. And you got back Chris Paul. So the trade itself was a loss, but you did the deal when you did the deal because you kind of had to.
You got out from under the salary is what you got.
You did.
I know people still want to say.
But you took on Chris Paul, and then that turned into nothing.
For a year.
So, yeah, you ended up giving up two players, two picks for a Chris Paul rental, which, you know, got you nowhere.
Right.
So, but as far as your point about the timing.
It released the salary, though, that allowed you to get Jimmy Butler.
Right, but the timing of the trade was such that you kind of had no choice. This time with Kuminga, could you have done it a year ago, 2 years ago? Maybe, but now I do look at the same thing you're talking about with salary. The salary slot that you can get back is a real thing.
I mean, I look at this entire subject matter, and to me, It is very, very tied to, for example, what you and I have called draftism
yep.
surrounding Brock Purdy. And here's what I mean by that. The reason I find Brock Purdy to be so polarizing is because there are so many people who still want to sort of massage their own original opinion. And I get this. This is very human being-esque. We all have an opinion, and we want it to be right. So when it starts getting proven wrong over time, we start looking for evidence of, no, it's still right. And so when Brock gets passed over a bunch of times and becomes a seventh-round draft pick, it's a very slow process for him to convince the world that he's actually good. And then there's the opposite. The reverse is true about first-rounders. They will come in and you're like, that dude's going to rock this league. And it's a very slow process to the realization of, no, he's not. That's why a first-rounder, Trey Lance, third team already. If Trey Lance had been drafted in the fifth round, do you want to know what he'd be doing right now? Not football.
I mean, he might be.
Like, I doubt it.
He could be a practice squad guy or he could be a backup.
But you have to show something. If you're a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounder, when you come into camp, you have to show them something right now. You have to prove the original opinion wrong in order to stay. The opposite is true if you're a first, second, third rounder, whatever, or in NBA circles, a first rounder or maybe even just a lottery pick. You almost have to repeatedly prove them wrong before they're going to move on from you. So that's why I get to this point where I'm sort of done hearing from all the people who are like, gosh, they just won't give him a chance. I'm like, he's still here. And now he's making $23 million. They actually have been very stubborn to give up on him, is the argument I would make.
Well, they've been smart to not give up on him because you're not going to get anything back for him. If you trade him last year and you a sign and trade or whatever, you're going to get half the value. So at that point, you were pot committed, in my opinion. And if you really wanted to get something for him, you would assign him to an extension after year three and then traded him like you did Jordan Poole, which is why the Jordan Poole thing, even though it looks like a catastrophe, you give up two picks, two players, and you got Chris Paul, big whoop, a salary slot. You still gave up more than you got back, and you could have done the same thing with Kuminga, but you didn't, and maybe because Kuminga didn't want to sign, or maybe you still thought that, hey, he's got that ha-ha. And the thing about Kuminga is, at his best, he gives you something that nobody else on your team can. At his best. He can do things that nobody else can do.
I'll agree with that.
And so that's where it becomes so tempting.
It's intoxicating. Yep. There's no question. But I would go back even further than that. I don't think...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Like, you're talking about Jordan Poole, and that one was a situation where the whole league knew, boy, they're all in trouble there. Nobody's getting along, and there's a lot of tension. Go back to before the restricted free agency with Jonathan. Dude, people would have been very excited to acquire a 21-year-old with that kind of raw athleticism and intrigue attached to him, you probably would have been the team receiving the picks in return, especially because the salary was so low. You probably could, and I get why the Warriors didn't do it. I fully understand, but I'm also, like, I'm looking at now, and the bottom line is the bottom line. I can sit here and understand why you made the move, but the bottom line is the bottom line. You held on to him too long because now the value is going down. Now the questions are coming up, and we've even had those conversations with people in the know who are saying, you know, for example, Miles Turner, that came up a couple times this week.
Yep.
He makes only a couple million bucks more than Jonathan Kuminga. Guess what you would need to do now in order to
attach picks?
You've got to attach picks now.
Yep.
You're the one that's groveling for the deal as opposed to the other way around. That's all I'm talking about. This is a very inexact science with all of these situations. It's very tough. But when you're an early round draft pick, a team is very prone to holding on to you too long and giving you too many chances. And I base that not on your opinion or mine. I base it on theirs. That's what matters here. What matters is what does the organization think about the player? And Steve admitted to us yesterday, this has been going on for 3 years. They've been having these thoughts.
Right. I mean, Brandon Ayuk. Same thing, where you held on to him too long. Yep. And so put aside the injury, although that is a big part of it, but you gave him a contract, and he, you know, finally came in, and he played about 3 or 4 good games, and he got hurt, and then now his rehab was not to the point where you liked it, and so now you voided his deal, and no one's going to trade for Brandon Ayuk at this point, so you're going to get nothing for him.
This has gone on almost seemingly at every trade deadline with the Giants that I can think of. You know, people will suggest, oh, you trade Mad Bum, trade Rodon, trade whoever, trade Robbie Ray, because you're not going anywhere. And sometimes those things are proven absolutely correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.